Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new Why Should We Care? I'm Chris Tellis here with my co-host, Ryan County. We have a rising star in the comedy scene, Kat Swantner, on, good buddy of mine.
Applause.
We've never done that, and Joshua surprised us with that one. Don't do that again or you're fucking fired. But first, our friends from Quiet Company. All right. So again, Josh, strike one. even though he records everything, I don't know. We fire him and we just never do an episode. That's how we pretty much would fire ourselves. So I guess do whatever sound effects you want is where I'm going with that. All right. Okay. You know what? Strike two. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. But guys, Ryan, we took a week off last week. We had Colton on the week before that. So hit us with the daily beat. If you want to get into it, Kat, you can just start going off.
Buddy, I have been chasing a woman recently.
Is that what's going on?
I've been chasing.
I knew it.
Well, so
mysterious.
She's a princess. The new Zelda game came out.
It's gonna be about a dog or some shit.
The new Zelda game came out.
I knew it.
Guess what? You gotta save her again, and it's just been nonstop. I was up till 5 last night playing.
No. That's what the game is? You save Zelda?
Zelda, yeah.
Oh.
But she helps. You kind of save the kingdom together.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I believe you are actually stalking some woman out there, but you just turned the story.
This is the beautiful thing about the Zelda game. It's on Switch, and so you can I can play portable. So I can look through your window while I'm playing. I can creep behind dumpsters while I'm playing.
Someone could look out the window and just see the glow light from the screen hit in your face. So, double scary.
Oh, shit, and I just scatter.
Kat, thanks so much for being on the show. This is your first time.
Thanks for having me.
I've already assumed it, and I know it's true, but zero time listener, right?
I did listen a little bit so that I could prep.
Okay, so before you found out you were going to be on it, you haven't heard it before, though, right? All right, that's what I'm looking for.
No, I'd heard of it.
That's all we need.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I wonder who are these people that are speaking of it. We got to get them on.
It was you. You told
me about it. Okay, that makes more sense.
When you're like, hey, you want to do the podcast?
We have a really special thing going. You got to subscribe, click like, comment.
We have at least like 200 listeners.
Our ass is on the line now. Well, thanks so much for coming on. Not knowing what you're getting yourself into, prepare to leave furious.
I'm excited. I have a little list of some things that I'd like to talk about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, and, shit. A list.
It's a list of grievances against Chris Tellis.
I mean, we'll join the club.
We got a limited time here.
There's a whole nother podcast for that no one listens to.
That's the post. It's just me and Josh do a post Patreon episode after.
I'm just like, all right, I'll meet you guys at Happy Chicks. I'll wait for y'all. Just recording shit talk about me.
Why should we care about Chris Tellis?
Oh, man. We've had a Why Should We Care About Ryan County attempt.
Yeah, that was a sad attempt.
Yeah. I told the girl, I've known the guy 12 years. I still don't care. This is a waste of time.
Called my mom. Got my mom on the line. Yeah. She didn't care.
I'm busy. I was like, what are you doing? The puzzle. Just
It's like 500 pieces to this sucker.
Well, shit, man. We usually start off with a little thing called the Daily Beat. Ryan already hit us with that. Zelda story. That's exciting, man. Yeah. I was wondering where you were. We and Ryan do live in the same apartments. Want to keep the people updated. Yeah. We've hung out zero times. I thought we were going to hang out so much more, but none of us really make an effort because we're both lazy in our little holes.
If we were in the same building, maybe. But it's like an extra 100 feet we got to walk.
It's almost worse because you can't drive there. It's like you have to walk.
Right.
And we're both home doing the same shit.
Yeah. You know, I'm also this. So, this is my first ever apartment by myself, one bedroom. So, I'm like bumming around, just kind of walking around sometimes.
It's just with nothing
to do. Listening to music, making food. Just kind of enjoying not having a roommate with two cats.
Yeah.
Are you butt naked in your own apartment walking around?
I'm butthole naked.
You sit on the couch butt naked?
No. I don't walk around naked. I get uncomfortable.
I'm just keeping in mind if I ever do come over and sit on that couch.
No, but a good friend of mine told me how to christen my new apartment. Speaking of being butt naked, I was told to do karate buck naked. Can you guess who told me that in this?
Don't tell me yet. Eric?
No, it's someone in this room.
Josh.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. His cat.
When's the last time you had your own apartment?
It was 2008 off of Onion Creek.
He remember?
I remember. I did karate the very first day, and the carpets weren't clean, and I stepped on a needle.
Why would you wish that on someone else?
Not that he'd step on a needle, but
so
up until the stepping
shoes
on the needle.
Was it like a drug needle?
No. It was just like a pin.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. When you said needle,
it's a syringe.
Yeah. It went up through toenail. It was not nice.
You were doing the Michael Jackson tippy toe thing.
I was going like straight up. I'm fighting somebody in my apartment. There's somebody here, and I'm winning.
Yeah.
And then he took out a knife and stabbed me in the toe, and so I lost.
Did you go to the hospital?
No, I just took it out.
Oh.
I remember
that's embarrassing. You're like hopping around naked
like a ninja would do.
I put on my underwear immediately after I stepped on the needle.
Yeah,
you're alone and you have no roommate to holler for help for. You're like, why did I get this apartment by myself?
That is a thing though. Like, make sure that you wear shoes and that you have like a bath mat.
Oh yeah, yeah. You
know?
Mean you wear shoes in your apartment all the time?
Well, it's just like slip hazards. Like,
yeah,
what
I wear
you
rock
slip
climbing shoes. I'm not fucking around. I'm not slipping, and you're gonna find my body with Zelda playing the main screen. Just
ain't no syringe needle getting in my toe.
Steel-toed rock climbing shoes.
God has heroin in it. All because I want to do a roundhouse sensei.
It's all wood floors too, and they are fucked. I'm not getting the deposit back.
Oh, no.
The cleats I'm wearing around the place?
Golf shoes.
I do wear house slippers, and then when I step outside, I have some Crocs that I wear. I'm not wearing them right now, but whenever you see me with Crocs out in public, it's usually because I forget I'm wearing them.
Uh-huh.
And then I get somewhere, and I'm like, fuck.
Well, I remember when I came to your apartment, and you were like, oh, you can take your shoes off. And I was like, no, I'm good. I won't be staying long. And then you're like, please take your shoes off. I don't want shoes on.
Yeah,
because
I have like this shag rug I got, and those things are harder to clean. And I just, you know people step in grass and mud before they come in my place.
Going dojo style.
It was just
I take
funny.
My shoes off at the door, and then I got little slides I walk around in.
Same.
That's what
do
I do.
Do a couple
too.
Kicks. These are for Josh. Tribute to that time he hurt himself. Hiya! No, that's cool. Why did you tell him to do that, though?
It's freeing.
You own your space.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you could just get naked and do jumping jacks.
That's
I guess karate's cool. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, my older brother, I remember when we were kids, he was just like probably like around 14 or 15 at the time. And then, so he's like 3 or 4 years older than me. And I thought he was like cool. You know, you look up to your older brother. And we used to watch a lot of karate movies. And I remember one time I was watching a movie in the living room, and I just saw him on the other side of the living room acting like I can't see him. And he's like meditating. He was like getting up and doing like kicks and punches and stuff and just doing like the breathing, like doing that kind of shit. And then as I got older, I was like, I know he doesn't know what he was doing.
So but he was feeling weird. It though.
It was fucking stupid. I was like, you don't know karate, dumbass, chill. He's like acting like he can't hear me.
He's on another plane of existence.
Oh, no, he fights in the UFC now, for sure. He's kicking ass.
Wait, who was this?
Nate Diaz, stepbrother.
Your stepbrother?
Yeah.
You have a...
He's the only guy that does karate.
You didn't know I have a brother that fights in the UFC? How have I never told you that?
Stepbrother.
I can't tell if you guys are fucking with me.
Stepbrother, yeah.
Wait, no, I didn't know you... I thought your parents...
I'm sorry, what? I was busy. What? You thought my parents
don't worry
were.
About it. I don't care about your family dynamics.
I thought your parents abandoned you. No, I'm completely lying about all that. I can't believe you.
God,
thought
I
Nate Diaz was my stepbrother. I wouldn't be sitting here right now. Oh, yeah, you
don't
know,
who that is.
He's a famous
Nate
UFC fighter.
I could see you just be decked out in free UFC swag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I had a brother that was in there, I'd be like, yo, send me a jacket or something.
And him, no one would believe that. Him and his brothers are just so serious and cool. And I'm like fucking dorky as shit. They'd be like, what happened to you?
Dude, who does he?
That's him?
He looks like, what's that really muscular dude?
Jesse Eisenberg. Look at his face. He's got that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Hulk Hogan?
No.
Thinking of muscular
dudes.
He's
like a bald dude.
Mike Tyson.
Dana White?
Fuck.
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
No, it doesn't matter.
He's not a wrestler.
He's an actor.
Jason Statham?
Yeah.
No.
Vin Diesel?
Oh, you're thinking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No.
Vin Diesel. Did you hear me say Vin?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel in Pitch Black.
What movie is he in?
I don't know. I don't have that much information. It's just it's something I can picture.
How old is he?
Vin Diesel in Triple X?
No, he's like maybe in his 40s, 50s.
Guys, think of a muscular guy that looks like Nate Diaz that does movies.
Shit,
come on.
Get
it. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So frustrating. No.
In his 50s, I don't know.
Jackie Chan? I'm going all
the
over
the
place.
Guy from The Shield?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy from
I
want to
say
The
he
Wire.
Was in the most recent.
Natalie Portman.
Is it The Port?
No.
Wow, you can't even remember what he was in, huh?
It doesn't matter.
Not even one.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Clue.
Natalie Portman, V for Vendetta, when she shaved her head.
Oh yeah, that there
is
we
that
go.
Is that her?
Yep.
No,
she didn't have muscles.
She's got the
Let's
shoulder,
see.
Same shoulder.
Well, he just has a lot of collarbone in that picture.
Anyway, that's my bro.
Wait, I think
that's Nate. You know,
that's just Nate.
That's just Nate.
Yeah, I don't know what's escaping me, but
he looks like a famous person.
My brother's a
Maybe
teacher.
Maybe it's just him. He looks like Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh, does he look like Nick Diaz?
No, it doesn't.
If you heard the name, would you be like, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
DC, Marvel? Is he
Robert
a superhero?
Downey Jr.?
No, he's not an actor like that. I think he used to be in sports, and then now he's an actor.
Okay, there we go. There's a clue. We're to figure this out.
Well, Jason Statham was in sports before.
And it's not Tom Cruise.
Oh. No. Is it, what's his fucking name? No.
Daniel Deleuze.
No, the other UFC fighter, the Irish.
McGregor?
McGregor?
No.
Okay.
Ewan?
Is it MacGyver? Ewan McGregor, yeah.
Is he funny?
He used to be an athlete, man. Do you know what sport he used to play?
No,
we're really trying to figure this out.
I don't care anymore.
But now this
it's
is
okay.
the episode.
God.
This Kevin
is
Hart.
This is something I truly do not care about. I have a whole list of things
I
care
about. I
forgot
exactly what we're
Yeah, it's a three on the meter right now. I'm trying to help you lift it. Okay, so it'll come to us, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe.
But you brought a couple topics that me and Ryan or Josh don't even know about yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some things
topics.
That you do care about.
Yeah.
I'm not good at wording things.
Okay, so one. First, well, you guys want me to go?
However you want.
Okay. Okay, one.
Starting with one, okay.
Bold. I would have went with three.
Actually, I'm gonna do like a Watch Mojo breakdown, like 10 to 1.
I love Watch Mojo.
I do too. I watch those all the time.
Why has nobody talked about Watch Mojo?
What is that?
That would be the sod.
What's Watch Mojo?
They do breakdowns of like 10 most haunted hotels.
But they have a list for everything.
Everything.
Every specific thing that you're like, oh shit, let me go. Like the other day I watched top 20 most brutal deaths in human history. It was awesome.
Jesus.
Yeah. I only got to like 12.
top 10 cults that are still active today. Stuff like that.
Top 10 most gory deaths in movies. All of mine are the
top
10
like cutest kittens.
They might have it, yeah.
I thought you said cutest kids.
I bet they would have a top 10 cutest kids.
No, hottest kid. Top 10
hottest
kids.
Ryan says the craziest things on here,
right,
man.
It's all character.
Ryan goes nuts.
It's all a character.
Well, first thing on the docket, The Town is actually a pretty good movie.
Okay, the
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Yeah.
Ben Stiller. That would have been a whole different movie. You,
I didn't even get this out, and you already knew.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that
movie?
Oh,
is the guy Ben Stiller?
Oh, is it Ben Stiller from Greenberg?
Yeah, because he used to play professional football. Guys, he was an athlete.
Ben Stiller's not
right,
strong.
Right, right. He was an athlete.
He was an athlete.
Ben Stiller's okay. kind of windy. Got it. He's funny, yeah, but he's... Yeah.
He's no Nate Diaz.
He's got the body of a comedian.
Who? Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
You haven't seen Dodgeball
so
yet.
Yeah, yeah. Or, no, what is the fat
Heavyweights.
Camp? Heavyweights, he's ripped in that, actually.
Is he?
Yeah, he plays the health
Tony
instructor.
Perkis, I think is his name in the movie.
That's so good. That movie's so good.
Look at the body on Ben.
I just want to watch that instead.
Yeah.
Heavyweights.
All right, so.
Yeah, Ben can get it.
The Town with...
Have you guys seen it?
Dude, I saw it when it came out, but I pretty much forgot everything by
with
now.
With the nun masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, which and they swap the van and burn the van.
Yeah.
Movie's okay, I think. I liked it. I watched it a lot in high school, I feel like.
Okay, well, here's
the
thing.
Talk to us about The Town.
As he crunches his Nutty Buddy.
Wait a minute. This episode's sponsored by Nutty Buddy. Why get a human buddy when you could have a nutty buddy? As many as you want. Sold everywhere. Literally sold everywhere. Thanks, nuttybuddy.com.
Basically, I had a realization the other day because I've seen this movie maybe 4 or 5 times. And I saw it and I was like, I'm playing my video game, Stardew Valley, which is another thing on the list.
What was the video game?
Stardew Valley.
Stardew.
I got about 180 hours on that sucker.
Really?
I haven't played in months, but it's fucking addicting.
It is. Okay, so we don't even need to talk about that because you already care about that and you don't. So
Stardew Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dope.
I'm interested. I don't even know what it is.
It's a farming simulation game. It's like you farm and mine. And
like a Sims kind of
game?
Like
an 8-bit? Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the Sims, but like shittier quality.
You can get married.
You can. It's really hard.
I married Emily, the blue-haired broad.
You married Emily?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Wait, she...
Yeah, I got the best gal in town.
Is that Caroline's daughter?
Oh, you know he beat off to that.
Little 8-bit character.
Yeah. Is that Caroline's daughter?
I don't remember that much.
Okay. Well, anyway, so The Town. So they're... Basically, I just realized, okay, yeah, the Boston accents are pretty bad. Pretty bad. Jeremy Renner.
Is Casey Affleck in that?
No.
Just Ben.
Yeah,
just
forget what you were saying about accents. Is Casey Affleck in
that? Is Casey accent in that?
Now, this is the only movie that...
Is Larry Bird in that?
Wait.
Oh, was it Larry Bird, the actor you were thinking of?
No.
That could have been it. He looks like Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
No. But look how cool that is.
Yeah.
Oh, Jared Reiner. That's who I was
thinking.
Jeremy Renner.
I remember when it came out, all the trailers, everything looked so cool on it. You're right.
Yeah, it's just a cool movie. And it's something that the rewatchability factor is up there. Like, it's an easy
thing. It's a good heist movie for sure.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to put on. It's kind of fun. It's kind of sad. It's kind of fucked up.
Dude, I think I'm supposed to rewatch it because recently I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast and he was plugging a podcast he calls The Rewatchables, where they rewatch old movies, and they were just talking about The Town and how good it was.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
like
that's
literally
so weird.
Like a week ago I heard that.
Wow.
And I'm like, here you are. I think I'm going to watch
this. That's
so
weird. Yeah, it's really good, and I think it's on Netflix right now. But and then there's a part where he says, whose car we taking?
Yeah, when comes in, he's like, I got this, and this happened. And his response is, let's just go fuck it. Whose car we taking?
Who says that?
He immediately is
Ben
on board.
Affleck?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Whose car we taking?
And then Jeremy Renner's a huge piece of shit in it. And I think Jeremy Renner actually was pretty good in this movie.
He's the best actor on that cast.
They're all ex-military on this, right? All the bank robbers.
Like in the movie as characters?
No, they're out of prison.
Yeah, they're all
Isn't Jeremy
prisoners.
Renner like a sniper in it? Like he can, he's
no,
just really
you're
good
thinking
at sniping.
Of,
I think I'm thinking of that movie,
The
Sniper.
Avengers, where he plays the guy with the bow and arrow.
The Avengers. But anyway, I just think, like, you know, people talk shit about it sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of better bank robbery movies out there.
Okay, like what?
Point Break.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
If you like The Town, you'll like Point Break.
Have you seen Heat?
That's like
Dog
where
Day. I've seen Heat. Dog Day Afternoon.
Heat's
also
great.
Good.
Heat might have the best chase scene at the end.
Heat is very good. Mm. I actually just watched that the other day. But it's
Town's good.
Long.
Heat's
a long movie.
I just watch the end usually when I watch it.
That final, that might literally be the best shootout in any bank robbery scene.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie. Dog Day Afternoon. Have you guys seen that?
I've never. Is that an Al Pacino movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I'm familiar really with really the cover.
Straight Time, Dustin Hoffman, 1976.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
That's a good robbery movie.
Okay.
He's fresh out of prison.
Uh-huh.
And trying to go straight, and then
aren't
ends up
they all?
He can't. He's just he's a thief, and it's like a disease.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the name of this movie? It was a Lou Diamond Phillips movie where they do a bank heist.
Is it Hell or High Water?
It's La Bamba 2.
And they stole my freaking heart.
It's basically about what would have happened if Richie Valens would have stayed alive. I don't know. It is a movie where it's him and like all these old friends, and they meet up at some like country farmhouse place and just in the middle of nowhere, and they plan a bank heist together, and just to watch it come together at the end is really fucking cool. Like, they thought of everything, even the cops chasing them. At one point they pull the car into this place and they just paint it, change the plates real quick, and he just drives it out. It's a goddamn.
Would y'all rob a bank?
I wish I knew.
Was Mark Wahlberg in this movie?
I think about this a lot.
No, but
no,
maybe you can use
brothers.
The power of the damn Googler while I'm talking and find the name of it like you do with everything else.
Well, what was the name of the actor?
Chris.
I'm just joking.
So he was bald,
you know,
muscular.
Josh likes it rough. He told us that.
What's the name of the actor?
He was a former athlete. He's
Lou
bald,
Diamond,
muscular.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Looks like Nate Diaz.
That's nice. Who it was.
Is that him? Movies.
Oh man,
that's a mustache on that guy.
Could you just like, man, these are all his better ones. I saw one of his shittier films, is what they thought.
Easter
but.
Sunday with Joe
no,
Coy.
I think that's it.
It was like he has a shit ton of movies.
That
huh?
movie came out Easter Sunday. It came out like December.
Yeah, keep going down.
This, of last year.
We're gonna find
it.
This
came
one.
Out recently, and I remember not anywhere close to Easter, and it flopped. And I'm like, oh, Joe.
Yeah, it's weird marketing.
We're gonna find it. Gabe,
Joe Coy $60.
God, this guy's been making.
So
movies.
I was really hoping it would hit, so I didn't have to pay that back. I think he's doing fine.
Why do you owe him $60?
He gave me $60 when I was like 17 to give him a ride to the airport.
Wow, I think he's okay. I don't think he's missing it.
Yeah,
it's like a millionaire.
He's doing
fine.
Huh? Yeah, he's
it's like
doing
a multimillionaire.
Well. This was when he was like just headlining clubs.
He was an X-Men? Holy shit.
Joe Coy?
Doesn't count.
So the town, what part do you care the most? What's your favorite part? The hunks, Robert's playing with all that money?
No, I'm not really attracted to any men. I'm not really attracted to any men.
And those are like classic.
Man.
Yeah.
He's been making movies for 100 years and I can't find it. Sorry, we're still talking about Lou.
Are you sure it's not La Bamba?
I'm sure that's not La Bamba. He didn't rob a bank. Unless I missed it. I'll find it.
That's
watch.
When you went to the bathroom?
I think the chick in that movie is pretty attractive.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Some blonde broad?
No, she's brunette.
Some brunette, but, babe.
No, she has brown hair. But I don't know. I just think it's
disorganized crime. Sorry to interrupt our guest
you
like that.
What?
But it's called disorganized crime.
That's
a good bank heist movie.
When I came on this podcast, I said, you're going to be able to say about four things the entire podcast.
What were you saying?
I'm going to add this to my list really quick of movies. What's it
you
called?
Know, while you're clocking your list down, I don't know if you've got an OnlyFans list on there. But we got a new sponsor here, and I think Chris has to read something.
Well, we all do.
Okay.
Oh my God!
I just text you the script.
I don't even know. Where
it's
my
for OnlyFans.
Yes,
this is one of our
read
sponsors.
Because I already
Rip Riley
spent that
here.
Money hard.
Oh, and there's a picture.
Yep.
What's he doing here?
This is Rip Riley.
Oh, is this who you were thinking of? The Nate Diaz look guy.
That looks like Eric.
It is Eric.
Oh.
Like, so Ryan,
there's a goddamn.
Oh my
script.
God! I'm not gonna read this.
Ryan, you start off, Ryan.
This is like two pages.
It's not two pages.
Oh dang, Chris, you're glowing. What's new? Did you fall in love? Question mark. Did Joe see you crush at the mothership? Joe
you
Rogan.
You always crush, Chris.
I do like his writing. Okay, Chris, it also
Chris
says
while smoking a joint.
Okay, so I gotta light a joint real quick. I mean, he already paid us money
for
this.
And I blew that shit, dude. So on this joint. All that money went straight to this.
I paid off my mortgage. He paid us well. We got a lighter.
No. So. How'd you like that first one?
Yeah.
Was there a first one?
Yeah.
Oh, guest has to say something too.
Oh yeah,
what
I got
do
it.
I say?
I have it right here for you.
Okay.
Please pass his. This is a whole. He spent too much time on this.
Yes, he did. Okay, fuck it. I'm just gonna read it. No, Ryan. It's even better than all those things combined. I finally found an OnlyFans that fulfills my every need. He's funny. He's original. His size doesn't intimidate me, and best of all, he's running a free promotion. That's right. You can subscribe to his OnlyFans for free for the next 30 days if you type in the promo code, why should we care?
Guest.
Oh, you take hit of the joint.
Okay. I'll take hit of my vape.
Fake it if, in parentheses, fake it if you're a narc.
It's not how you spell narc.
Hey, what do you mean there's not a K in there? He also, and I'm going to call him out too, when he was texting me, he goes, hey, I sent Josh the ad, and he would do ADD over and over, and I just didn't have the heart to tell him. It's
sure.
ADD.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's essentially me being a narc, like a spelling narc. Mm. Anyway.
Oh, I thought all this was part of the script. I was looking away.
He? What? He? Dude, no way. I've been looking for an OnlyFans by a strong but sensitive male for decades now. What's their name?
Pass his joint to Josh.
You want a joint?
Chris said. Chris said.
Chris says, do you want joint?
Oh.
His name is Rip Riley 69.
Oh, that's my line, dude.
Where you at?
Give me some time to get there. It's part of my character.
Listen,
I'm always
is,
have ADHD.
This is Hollywood. If you miss your line, I'm going to take it.
Someone's going to slip in. His name is Rip Riley 69.
Says he's name.
He is name. Josh puts promo ad on the screen. He jumped the shark
that.
On that one.
No.
This looks freaking amazing. I can't believe. Are you kidding me? Is this even real? And that's a little improv for y'all.
And we
that's
got
a little
guest
off
line.
Script.
I'm going to subscribe now with the promo code. Why should we care?
Hooray!
Hooray.
All right.
Wow. I wonder if he's going to see a jump.
So what?
I wonder if Marcus Wilson's going to pull.
So we made a visual ad for our audio podcast. Right.
Is this audio only?
No, it's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the cameras are just for us.
It's on. It's on YouTube.
YouTube.
It's on the tube.
Yeah.
And our other sponsor, actually, while we're doing sponsors, we might as well get this one over with quick. Sheath
we got
underwear.
Nutty Buddy. We got Eric.
I wish
Sheath.
We had Nutty Buddy. Nutty, if you out there, toss us a nut. Sheathunderwear.com, put in the promo, Comedy Frequency, and you get 20% off any of these underwears that separate your balls and your wiener. Make it comfortable. They got them for women too.
Whoa, what do they separate? You're fucking.
We haven't figured that out yet.
Somebody said vagina lips, but
somebody
that'd
said
be a complicated
that, yeah.
underwear.
Be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want air getting
And
up
the
there.
Thing with Sheath is they're very comfortable. Like their whole thing is it feels like you're not wearing underwear.
Wait, so I'm sorry. I just. So you put your penis in one. In
sheath, like a sheath, like a sword into a sheath.
You put your penis in the front pocket, and then your balls go.
So it's got a little tube. It's got a little tube for your or big tube, medium. It's got all shapes and sizes of tubes for your. Yeah, here
it shows it right here. So
this just how it works.
This is the inside.
That's their whole thing.
Look right there. There's the circle, and there's for the balls.
That's weird. I feel like that would feel
weird.
Weird.
It feels weird. And
I didn't know
feels
I needed
like,
that. You know, like I tell you, when I do my laundry and I look at my undies and I throw them in a pile, first pair to wear,
yeah.
I always grab my sheaths.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
My
yeah,
sheaths are
comfy.
Too small, and I've been emailing them about it. And it's not the front size. The front size is too big. The pouch is too big, but the waist, I should have got another size up.
He
the
just
waist
keeps
is
his
too
car
small.
Keys in that.
Oh, and some chain. And not some just
change.
My, and some chapstick.
Some chapstick.
That's all.
Just bring my cash rolled up. It's all in there.
I got a wad of cash and some change.
Seems bizarro.
Yeah, yeah. He has the Jinko of sheaths.
It's only weird when I have to pay for something. Just got to go into the front.
Don't call the cops. My money is in here.
What was it? 25 cents? I got two sweaty nickels. And
yeah. They have one. Some's for women, though. Like, what does it do?
We don't have the cool 3D rendering of what it does for women.
You know, dare I say, they're just look, regular yeah. underwear, yeah, but I'm sure they're normal. Comfortable as hell.
And some of them are antimicrobial. So if you're one to wear them...
So you don't get, like, a yeast infection.
Yeah, no yeast.
There you go. See, Josh, why did you hold on to that
one? Okay, well, so I owe them a lawsuit because I immediately got yeasted up.
I don't know if that was the sheath.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like that for weeks before. It was, all the dirty coins. And
it actually kind of helped cure it a little.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, some guy last night, I was at the mothership, Mike, and some guy, oh, my God, he was like, just literally hitting all the checks for like edge lord comedy, like
not
like,
at the mothership.
What'd you think?
But he's talking and he's like, "Yeah, I was fucking this girl and I put my dick in her butt and then I pulled it out and there was some poop on it."
Yeah,
I like this.
And then I was like,
"So far, so good."
And then I was like, "I was like, I'm gonna have to wipe this up. But I'm gonna put it back inside her vagina so she gets a yeast infection." I was like, what the fuck?
This is on stage. This person's talking.
Less of
a
joke and more of just a devious thought out loud.
Yeah.
And the whole audience just groaned. Like, no. Awful.
Were they at the beginning of the?
They were hosting.
Yeah, it was Derek Poston. No,
I can guess. It was some random guy. I can guess who it is.
No, you. I swear to God, there's no way you know this person.
Fuck, it was me.
I saw
it. I blacked out and did a set there last.
Was it Bony Blocker?
No.
Okay.
Was it
Bony Blocker? Wheelchair.
Oh, is that who that is?
Ooh, sorry, I'm a cop.
I thought it was a fake name.
Man.
No, he's the guy in the wheelchair.
I had no idea.
He was pretty funny.
That would be
he's
funny.
He's looking
if he
at the open mic list from last
night.
Yeah. Now he's got you about to reveal some beef.
No.
Josh got you in the shit.
It would honestly probably be good. Good PR for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Davey Jackson?
I don't know.
Was it a white dude with a slight mullet?
Oh, my God. What is this, the guessing game? Why did this episode turn into the guess who? Was it a big muscular bald guy?
No.
Nate Diaz?
It was Nate Diaz. It was The Rock.
That would be funny to hear The Rock talk about anal sex. It seems like something he wouldn't talk about.
Would?
Yeah, him and Kevin Hart, they'd probably have a fun Ted on Ted. Like,
it would be funny to hear The Rock talk about anal sex.
He doesn't even cuss or anything.
I know, it's just so specific.
Oh, he does it?
He's like a, I think he's like a good guy.
It's like a family.
Good dad. He's family man.
Line in there, if you smell, you know, what The Rock is cooking. He could do something with anal with that, I'm sure.
And then
doesn't he call people candy ass?
Wow,
yeah,
watch your
ass,
damn language.
Jabroni.
Yeah, that's...
It means that's just sweet
jabroni,
ass.
Jabroni's a good one.
Yeah, jabroni's cloth. Have you ever been called that by someone?
What's that, like a gumbo?
Yeah.
I haven't, but I'm sure it'd sting.
My friends and I just used to say, you know, you jabroni.
What does it mean?
Hey, old jabroni, you know, my friends.
Hey, we hate you kind of stuff.
That guy's a real jabroni. Yeah, it's hard to get away with a real authentic one.
My kids call him Rock the Dwayne Johnson all the time. And I was like, you're all dyslexic. That's not what he's saying.
Yeah. Are you paying for school? Or?
Are those kids retarded or something?
They're actually both in a special school.
Double retarded.
They're gifted and talented.
They're autistic. So.
Weird nut both times.
Well, everyone's autistic these days, so I'm sure they're in good company.
I'm not even close to the spectrum.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
I'm not either. Everyone's like, I'm autistic.
Dwayne
and
the
I'm
Rock
like,
under the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm above the spectrum.
Hell yeah.
I don't believe in the spectrum.
I don't believe.
You got a case of the speckles?
I'm non-spectrum.
Anyway, The Town is a great movie.
Yeah. I was about to ask about that. I was like, you already sold me. I'm in. You hardly talked about it.
I know. But it's just, it's just a fun watch. And then I guess, let's see. I also, there was a murder.
You want to talk about that?
There was a murder.
Now we're talking.
I would
like
to talk about.
Wait, are you about to confess?
No.
This would be our highest listen to moment if you did.
No, I would never kill.
Very body
so, damn.
The Rainy Street Killer.
Anybody, I don't think. But not on purpose. Mm-hmm. I've almost hit people with my car, you know, but it was an accident.
Damn. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, Where's this going?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're driving downtown, people are just fucking walking around like.
Yeah. Those little lime green scooters. I always almost hit them.
I've definitely
on
got.
Purpose too, huh?
I've definitely got high and gone on walks and almost got hit by cars.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't paying attention and shit.
Well, so. This well, murder.
Nobody was worried about me. Right.
No, that checks out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think.
I always hear, get out of the way, you goddamn jabroni. I'm trying to drive over here.
Is that Nate Diaz's stepbrother?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, sorry. Sorry.
Are those sheath underwear?
I just peed my sheaths.
Okay, so you guys know. Well, maybe Ryan doesn't know this, but.
It's weird that I would.
Murder?
Well, we've had conversations.
Yes, I think I don't know the murder topic.
Ryan and I have talked a couple times where I'm basically like, can I have a liquid death? And you're like, we're out. So.
Mm-hmm. We never are out.
I've had to split them. You know?
We actually run out really quick because for some reason a bunch of people come to our bar and drink water.
Right. Yeah. Works at a Hooters, everyone.
Well, everyone's sober now. And a Coyote Ugly. Everyone was alcoholics. Everyone's sober now. It's just.
Posers.
I know.
Okay, so murder.
Well, Ryan still drinks a lot.
I'm sorry.
Is this a local murder?
All the time.
No, well, okay, yeah. So
Josh is drinking right now.
I'm from Beaumont, Texas. And.
Go Tigers.
No. And.
Out of high school.
What?
Go ahead.
So there was a murder in Beaumont. It was a long time ago. But basically, it's called the Elegante Hotel. Look it up. Murder.
Elegante?
Elegante.
Elegante.
The Elegant Hotel in
That's
French.
Nice.
In Beaumont, Texas. It's a piece of shit. But no, there's a lot of murders in Beaumont. You're going to be more specific.
what was it called?
Elegante.
Like elegant with an E on the end.
Like elephant without the H.
Right? And a G.
That's not even close. That'd be cool though.
So basically, there was this huge mystery because they found this guy in his hotel room. He was dead. And he had been shot, like he was laying in bed and he'd been shot through the dick and it went out through his head.
No.
Oh, right.
Swear
I'm
to
glad
God.
We talked about this.
Sheath underwear.
It went through like he was.
It like shot his dick off.
It was laying down, so it went through his dick and then
just
went
a perfect shot
out of his head. Yeah.
Man, whatever and bullet was, JFK got shot with, it was the same kind of bullet.
Yeah,
the person was under the car Magic. And shot.
Was his dick obliterated, or did his urethra just become very large?
He died,
his dick
so
absorbed
I don't think,
it, but
I don't
if
know.
He yeah if he wouldn't have got hit in the brain, he would have been fine.
Oh,
I read. Right. I know what you're talking about.
All right.
Really?
So, no.
I was going to say, I know we cut you off again, but keep going. It was just mind blowing to
so
hear.
So I wonder,
that.
That means somebody was like under the bed, snuck up, bop, while
That's
they were
what you
laying
might
down,
think.
Right?
And it was a mystery for a while. And then they figured it out because they found a bullet hole in the wall from the adjoining hotel room.
Oh, no.
So basically, these dudes were like drunk. And one of them was like, oh, I have a gun, lol. And then he shoots the gun and kills this guy.
It goes through the wall?
Yeah.
And this guy was like asleep probably.
Yeah, yeah, he was asleep.
Just, and did it go through his head or it just
no,
went,
it came
went
from
up
the
him.
Other side. So it went up through his dick and then went
dick
out
first.
Through his head.
Man, that sucks for that dude trying to just catch some Z's.
I know,
that's about
it's
the
really
most innocent
sad.
Thing you
well,
can do.
Well, he caught the best Z of all, a permanent Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, God.
That's when your Z's are all caps locked.
And this is the
yeah,
guy?
But at what cost? He definitely felt that dick pain for a second.
That was his
just
last
like, what the fuck?
What the?
Man, and those guys never went to jail?
No, they did.
That's the guy that killed him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go
well,
to court. Why are they so pumped?
Which, which one's the one who died, you think?
Let's go to court?
It's a comedy
podcast.
So it was like those three kind of young people fucking around. And then they killed that guy who was just
maybe there's
him
more
out.
To it than I know. Death in Room 348. That's what I've watched. It's an ID channel thing.
God, I want to watch that.
What's the toothpaste situation?
I'll make time for it today.
Damn, that sucks. So it was open or closed casket? Which side was open?
I mean, probably he probably closed, looked normal. They just probably put a toupee on him and put on some thick pants. some JNCOs and some a wig. Boom. Everybody could see him one more time.
He put a sock in his pants.
Oh, poor guy. Talk about, man, maybe that's on that Mojo Top 10 Most Brutal Deaths in Human History. I didn't even finish it.
Top 10 dick shot deaths.
I didn't finish it because I couldn't take it. I finished it because I had a company and they were uncomfortable. All right, we'll watch something else.
That sounds awesome. Will you send me that video?
I will.
So are you just intrigued about this?
Yeah, I just think everyone should know about it.
Hometown too?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Death in Rome.
That is it. That's like on a 100 or 1,000 Ways to Die, that show.
Spike TV.
Spike TV.
Might be before your time.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, I know about Spike TV.
Oh, that
yeah. I used to work there, you know.
1,000 Ways to Die.
Wait, how old do you think I am?
29. 29.
33.
Or 30.
You think I'm 33?
25.
Just by how you look, yeah.
I feel like I could go younger, but I feel like we talked recently. I was blown away that you were in your 30s or something. But
I'm not in my 30s. I will be next year.
See, 29.
I'm 29.
Yeah. I knew it.
And I know you're not in your 30s. That's why I always go five above.
Yeah.
I always go five above, and I go, no, just based on physical appearance. Yeah, you look 45,
yeah,
50.
It's really nice.
That's
yeah,
cool. I'm 28. Ryan's 24.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then.
If we're going by appearance.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay. What was the next thing?
So,
well, then the other
so
thing
he
was...
Did,
that was a good one, by
the
survived.
Way. He survived.
No way.
Oh, he didn't?
No. He died, but I'm saying, like, the shot...
died in the hospital?
The shot didn't automatically kill
him.
Oh,
he died.
He lived with
injuries.
The pain for a while.
He stood up and opened the door and fell. Face first.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Face first. Yeah. Both his heads got shot that day. God damn.
Yeah. Poor dude.
Double head
shot. So he felt all of it.
This is a tribute
it
episode
says he
to that
fell
poor man.
Legs,
Franklin.
Legs ooh. Splayed and face first.
Ooh. What is legs
so
splayed?
So he was like kind of like with his legs spread apart, like, oh, like I just got shot in the dick, and then fell face first.
Did it go through his brain as well?
Oh, it doesn't say that it went through his brain.
At least he made it to the hall.
It probably went out his chest or near his neck or something.
I didn't know that part.
Poor guy, dude.
That's
what,
like
what year did that happen?
Five steps.
Last week. Oh, fuck.
It's on Vanity Fair too, so yeah. Good investigative.
It was
work.
The cover of Rolling. It was on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a gnarly one.
I know, man.
It's pretty interesting, and it happened in my hometown. Pretty cool. Yeah. We don't have a lot of claims.
What a freak accident, too.
Yeah, that happened in Beaumont. Yeah, yeah. That's wild. People talk about it all the time out there. Hey, man, what about that time that guy's dick got blown off at the Elegante?
I don't even think people really know about it.
People are like, where should we stay tonight? Honey, you want to get a room at the Elegante? And he's like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Thank
Motel 6 for
I'll be wearing my steel cup.
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep there.
My steel sheet.
I want a room that's not adjacent to another, please.
Microfibers and carbon.
Antimicrobial.
Antimicrobial and bulletproof.
Do you see if those people went to jail for that?
For what?
Oh, they did. They did find. Yeah, they went to jail.
All of them went to prison. Like all three.
I'm trying to read through it real quick.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. I guess I should have come with more information.
Yeah. That would.
Mean, that's all we need.
No, you're doing great.
Through the D.
Curious though, what was the third thing you want to talk about?
Stardew Valley, which we had already talked about.
Is that the video game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stardew Valley. Yeah, I hate when people come on here and talk about video games.
I know. I figured
honest.
It was kind of lame.
We've had a few people talk about video games, and I'm into it for like a few seconds, but then I'm like, man, I'd rather be playing them than talking
sure.
about them.
Sure. Yeah. But it's a really fun. Relaxing game.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, those kind of games, like I remember when Sims comes out and like came out and like World of Warcraft, any of those games, you could easily get lost in that world, right? You could just be like, fuck it, I'm going to dedicate a couple years to this and not hang out
like
with anyone.
Sportsman, right? You play like NBA.
Oh,
2K.
Yeah. Big 2K.
I got lost in that on, I don't remember which one I played it from a couple years ago, 2020.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'd put about 80 hours into
those. My careers are addicting.
And I don't ever play sports games, but those are fun.
Dude, I used to play online, and there'd be just like fucking wild ass kids talking shit on there, saying the
craziest
things. And I just like fucking fuck your mom, dude, in your face. Like I'm
just like just sweating in your apartment, like trying to win.
Yeah, I'm just like fucking 41 now, just talking to kids like that. Shut up, your mom's an idiot. You're an idiot. Your whole family sucks. What the fuck? No, they're brutal on there. They're, yeah. they're the meanest. But it's fun to sit back and just listen and talk to each other.
Hey man, yeah. fuck you, dude.
I used to play Left 4 Dead in high school.
That one was so good.
So fun.
Never played Left 4 Dead. That was a zombie game, right?
Scary, yeah.
And don't you play with other people, like, fight off zombies?
Yeah. Four of you versus four of them. Cool. You get to play Xbox. As the zombie, too? Oh.
I used to play on a computer. I used to go, play that. My best friend's boyfriend's mom.
My best friend's boyfriend. Is that a song?
No.
No, it was maybe just, it we is. We used to hang out in her trailer all the time. And
the guy got 10 years.
What?
So he's out now because
it's involuntary manslaughter.
He went to prison October 2012, so he got out last year October.
Instead of a teardrop tattoo, he gets a little dickhole tattoo, little penis tattoo.
Man, he has to also live with that for the rest of his life.
And it happened in
shot a dude.
It happened in 2010.
Yeah.
Oof.
The guy was 55. He said goodnight to his wife, and then got shot in the dick and died.
Oh.
That's why you don't get married, y'all.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you guys care about that?
It's like a nightmare. Yeah. I don't know if care is the word.
I'm concerned.
But I'm going to give it a 10, just to be safe.
So they say he survived anywhere between 30 seconds to 10 minutes after he got shot.
Oh, okay, that's a safe 30 seconds to 10 minutes.
And not knowing what the fuck is even going on and why that happened, you're like, what?
Oh my God.
I would just think
the
world.
Gunshot caused him to lurch to his feet and stagger to the door where he fell and was found dead the next day by coworkers who came to look for him.
At least he's got good coworkers.
Yeah. But was his wife there?
No. After his wife reported he hadn't checked in as he normally would.
See, this is why I need to wear cleats around the house. This is why I need to get non-slip shit because if you...
I might buy a suit of armor.
I'm already bad. I don't respond on my phone very well. So people would be like, "Oh, Ryan's just not responding." So I'd be dead for like 4 days
this
before anybody would knock on the door.
This is how shitty the police are in Beaumont. They didn't even know that he was shot at first. They didn't know that's why he
died.
They
just thought his dick exploded.
They don't know why. Yeah, they didn't.
This guy had the craziest wet dream.
Yeah.
This
His
guy's
dick,
dick
exploded.
This guy's dick was a ticking time bomb since day one.
This old grizzled detective standing over the corpse. I've seen this a million times.
It's natural causes.
Said he was 55.
Exactly
it happens to the best of us.
He died of natural causes. Saw
internal damage that he thought was natural death.
What?
Oh my God.
He farted so hard his dick blew off.
Yeah, so did it go like years unsolved until they figured it out?
Months.
Months, okay.
Yeah, they got a fresh pair of eyes from the FBI.
So that dude was just at the mall.
People who don't live, yeah. The cops.
Fresh pair of eyes. This guy needs a fresh pair of nuts.
Yeah. Fresh pair of
I hate to make fun of this guy. I apologize.
Well, like the he's worst dead. Step ever. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but just as a guy, I feel for him. I can't imagine that.
Sure.
That'd have to be either a really good shot or a big bullet to hit me.
And the guy was from Wisconsin.
I got a tiny dick, y'all.
Oh, jeez. And the guy was from Wisconsin.
Jeez.
And the FBI kept going back, and he finally admitted it, that he had shot through the wall.
He had no idea for months, huh, that he killed somebody
back?
Probably.
What do you mean?
Or maybe he did know the dude was dead.
No,
yeah,
the FBI kept questioning him. They went back to Wisconsin, and he finally admitted it.
Damn.
I don't know nothing about no dick.
I'd have been like, dude, a bullet came in through our room. This guy's dick shot at us.
This guy's dick shot first.
That was self-inflicted, the dick shot.
I did not know, though. That's crazy.
Well, wait, did he go to prison in Texas?
Oh, that I didn't say. It did say.
Oh, how does that work? Do you go to prison?
Yeah, he would go to prison here.
He would go to prison here.
Yeah,
he committed the crime here. Damn, and that's
Texas
like,
must have
Texas
one of the
prison
craziest
is probably
prison.
Worse.
What was the crime?
I watched TV.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Oh, I was like shooting someone in the dick and killing them.
Well, you know, because it was an accident, so involuntary.
Yeah, I bet it. Yeah, involuntary.
Or if they got him for horsing around with a gun, 10 years.
Funny if the judge was just as a guy, like, dude, I gotta put you in prison for life.
Hey,
you shut
up
another
me,
dude's dick, man. That's not
shuts
cool.
The law book. Hey, law code's one thing, bro code's a whole other thing.
Life in prison with the most brutal of rapists. Shut up a guy's dick.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
Pretty bad.
Just don't
yeah.
do that. Oh, that sucks. All right. Well, I don't know. I think that was the best topic you had for sure. I mean, the video game stuff is fine. I can't wait to get home and play today. It's going to be that kind of day.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a...
Where are we at right now, Josh?
48 minutes. He's probably here at Larry Gist State Jail. Gist?
He wouldn't go to... Wait.
I'm going to go pee.
He'd go to prison in Beaumont.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't understand. I thought jail and prison were different things.
They are.
Well, why is the prison called a jail?
So jail is where you go when they're booking you.
Right.
And then prison's where you stay long term.
Yeah. But and they're saying the prison is called a jail.
Well, you can call a prison a jail, but it's like...
But you can't
prison
call a jail
is like,
a prison.
When I think of prison, I think of that movie like American Me.
Yeah.
And it just shows like those just rows of prisons.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
Men, so many cells.
Is that the one where they eat the food goes down and like people shit on it and stuff? It goes up. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh. No, but that sounds like it'd be a prison. Feels like a prison kind of thing.
Some movie where the thing is like the food starts on one level and then it goes up, but by the time it gets to you, like people have like thrown up on it and like pooped on it or something.
Jesus Christ!
The one you're talking about is Beetle One. This is where my friend Edward went. This is Beetle One. It's like that.
BL1.
Beetle One.
Beetle One.
Beetle. Like Beto.
Beto One.
What they call it, Beto One. That's what it is. And he stayed there for a year.
Oh, it looks so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the craziest prison in Texas.
In Beaumont?
No, this one's not in Beaumont.
Oh, it's in Houston.
It's in, yeah. It's an old prison.
My mom was an investigative news reporter, mm-hmm. and she like found all this corruption in the jail in Beaumont.
Yeah.
And then she had to have like security, like she had to have like protection because she was like uncovering like some big whatever corruption where the warden was like letting people out at night and then like his son was in the
prison. They're private prisons, so it's like whatever they can do to make money. It's crazy. There's a bunch of private prisons that have been built that have nobody in them. They're just empty and they're 2,000 like facility. Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah,
you know, my grandfather designed a prison.
Yeah,
it's weird. My grandfather went to prison. I wonder if he went to the prison your grandfather designed.
Isn't that weird? Like, he was telling me because he's an architect and he's like, yeah, I designed this prison and like fucking
pretty easy design.
Yeah,
it's probably just an easy paycheck.
He's just like, mwah, my masterpiece.
So, I'm thinking for this one, we'll do three walls that way, no windows.
No,
we're gonna
windows.
Go cement walls and maybe. Bars?
Real
I'm
art deco.
Bars on the front. Deco. Keep it simple.
I love it.
Can we get Toto toilets? We can't? All right, let's just get a bucket into the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be $1 million.
It is. What do you guys think about private prisons?
Oh, love it.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan. I've invested.
Michael Jordan invests a lot of money.
Michael Jordan makes a lot of money.
Yeah, Michael Jordan invests a lot of money in private prisons.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's got to make up for those gambling debts somehow.
Yeah.
Heinz commercials weren't covering
it. He doesn't
it.
Have no gambling debts.
Well, then, didn't his
not
dad...
anymore.
No, he didn't have gambling debts.
That was a rumor.
That was totally a rumor.
What was he doing those Heinz commercials for?
I mean, for more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he doesn't love the brand.
You tell me every. He does. I'm sure. I'm sure
sheet,
he loves
dude.
It more than everybody.
I'm doing the Sheath shit because of
it's
my
it's a different day. Michael Jordan.
We still haven't got a check from Sheath, right?
Yes, Michael Jordan didn't invest in
I guess that's a no.
Skip over it.
Not Michael Jordan who's flying and slamming the ball. It's Michael Jordan who is currently chief administrator.
Okay.
Officer.
Okay. So you almost started a rumor about MJ. Not cool, dude.
I technically was not I wasn't wrong. Michael Jordan did invest.
Yeah, but you know we were thinking about his errands.
That was a bit of a you buried the lead, I think. That it wasn't actually
I'm glad you
Michael
covered your
Jordan.
Ass on that.
I don't remember that.
Oh, look. It's that Michael Jordan, not that Michael Jordan.
Oh, the other famous Michael Jordan.
It was actually Michael B. Jordan.
Wait, which one's who? Yeah.
Is
which one's
Michael
the basketball
Jackson.
Player?
That one. Because he used to get busy.
Michael Jackson.
It was his name.
Michael Jackson.
I've
prisons.
Been saying this rumor for 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Josh.
Just slurring his
I got to text Michael.
So do you think a little bit better of MJ now?
No, I went to his restaurant and I ate his Big Mike. And
are you sure
I'm
it was his restaurant?
Idiot.
Yeah, maybe it was the prison guys.
Yeah, it was probably some other Michael Jordan.
Was it the restaurant in prison?
It's in Chicago. And then, like...
it's tomato soup
okay,
and grilled
if,
cheese.
If it's a Big Mike, what do you think it's going to taste like? It's a burger.
A Big Mike?
Like a Big Mac?
Exactly. And I was an idiot. I didn't realize it till halfway through the damn thing. I'm like, this is a $35 fucking Big Mac.
It's $35?
It's Wagyu.
It tastes just like a Big Mac?
It's Wagyu.
Exactly
it's
like
Wagyu.
A Big Mac.
It's that's more like gross. Whack, boo.
It's exactly not better.
Put that one.
Exactly.
If you're
same.
On a date,
I like that.
If you're on a date at Michael Jordan's, yeah.
God,
have you? Well, we went to Vince Young's for my birthday. The steakhouse.
Oh yeah, when
man,
I first
those little
moved
fuckers
back
were expensive.
Town.
Was it good?
The steaks. It was delicious.
Did you pay for it though, or did Ashley?
No. I think Ashley and Elizabeth did.
I didn't chip in.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I got a salad and
you had to wash dishes for your
steak. For my salad.
I'm just glad to be here.
Harry Carey's was good.
Harry Carey's?
Yeah.
Like like Harry Carey?
Is that a murder?
He has a you never heard of Harry Carey from Chicago? He was the baseball announcer. He's
oh,
the one
Will
Ferrell.
Will Ferrell
does that.
Yeah. And
so
he has a
funny.
Restaurant. And
if the moon was made of sparrow ribs, would you eat it?
Yeah. And his meal was a half chicken with potatoes and like al dente peas just sprinkled on top.
Al dente peas.
Hard peas.
A little garnish.
Is what it was.
Gross. Little crunchies. That's like little edamames.
Like wasabi peas.
Yeah.
No, it's just regular peas. Just
uncooked.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Real drunk guy.
He liked that?
That was his meal.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Do you know any, if you could pick any celebrity to open their own restaurant and you would eat there, what would you?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the name of his famous dish?
The proof is in the pudding.
It would be all desserts.
The proof is in the pudding.
Only desserts. Why is the chairs beds?
one drink maximum?
Yeah, one drink.
Yeah, I love rape. Stuff.
Yeah. I was like, I'm glad I asked that question.
Yeah,
he was ready to go, dude. Bill Cosby.
I like stuff like that. Yeah.
be one of the jackass.
Well,
I'd do
on
one of the jackass people.
A blast.
Well, what about you guys? Who would you want to open a restaurant?
I think back in the day, me and my friends used to say Snoop Dogg, just because you
like
got the Snoop
thing.
Chili Dog or something. Yeah, I know you could have something like that.
The
and
Snoop
then
Chili
there was the notorious Burger, the notorious burger.
I like that.
A little hip hop restaurant going.
Yeah. Cool.
Ryan, you got any celebs that you would?
Probably
with the
Dolly
meatball
Parton.
Sub, I hope.
Ooh,
that would be. I don't know what she'd do, but
I think she'd
be
healthy.
Southern, right? Or it'd be like.
I think she's really healthy. She looks really good.
Yeah, but Dolly.
Yeah,
but Dolly what would it burger. Be? It'd be like maybe Southern.
The Dolly Burger.
That's what I'm thinking. Breakfast all day.
Grit. Yeah.
Yeah, grits like a Southern
classic 9-to-5 diner.
Yeah.
Just rename Hoover's Dolly's.
Yeah.
Hoover's is a local.
Either that or R. Kelly, and where it's just pee.
It's just cups of urine?
It's just piss.
Disgusting.
That would be gross. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, thanks for asking. I think.
No, we did. So moving on to.
Who would I want to open a run? Maybe OJ.
Okay,
that'd be a good one.
So you're gonna criticize him for Bill Cosby, and you're gonna go for
he didn't rape anybody.
Decapitated someone almost
that we know of.
Yeah, but did he
caused a lot of traffic?
So
so
he would just clearly sell orange juice and murder.
Don't you think that's so fucking?
He's got like the glove in a framed box, like an Applebee's.
Every chef.
You just
ornament.
Have to drink OJ with gloves on. That's the whole. Don't you think it's so gay that he used to do that though? Like he would
murder
drink.
People?
No, he would drink orange juice because his name was OJ.
What is his name?
I mean, there's money
Orenthal
to be made
James.
Right there.
Is it
Orenthal James Simpson?
I would
Orenthal.
Drink OJ if my name was OJ,
that sounds like a
cough syrup.
A joint medication like Bengay or like
Orenthal.
Get your Orenthal cream if you got a storm's coming up and your joints are hurting.
Yeah.
Orenthal.
Well, it's probably why you went by OJ.
Right.
And then the juice.
The juice. I mean, the guy was just, God was just giving the guy money. He's like, you're going to be a famous athlete. Your name's going to be OJ. He'll sign a deal with OJ. Yeah. That's money. Don't kill nobody.
Don't.
Yeah. All you got to do just, is not kill your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe it was his son.
Oh, no.
That is a theory. That is a theory.
You know, just as we're starting to crack this OJ case open, finally, we're getting to it, right?
But, finally, we years
are
later.
We are out of time.
Oh, yeah. We got a hard out today. We got a hard out.
I would love to go, yeah.
We'd love to have you on to talk about OJ again. Taking it to dark places on this episode, Kat Swan.
Yeah, I had a blast. Thanks for having me.
Things were so much fun. Got a little awkward because of all the death and the dick talk, but like, you know,
D&D, yeah. Baby, D&D.
I'm glad you brought that up. That was intriguing as shit.
Well, I don't think it was awkward. I think everyone's just sad.
For me, just because of the pain, I could imagine that guy going through. I was just like, yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I guess it is a bummer. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna talk about this cool murder.
But I get captivated by dark, like documentaries, yeah, and shit like that. So that it's was a fun thing.
Yeah.
But we have a few things. We're gonna get to the care meter, but before we do, let people know where they could find you, where upcoming shows or yeah.
Yeah, you can just follow me at Satan's underscore feed pics on Instagram.
One of the great Instagram handles.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not good for marketing. Really hard to find me, but I stand by it. Yeah, I have shows coming up. I don't know. I'll put them on my Instagram, and that's it.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You do a podcast too here, right?
I do a podcast as well. The Grumby Half Hour Power Hour.
Sick.
That's a little easier to find.
Yeah. That's better for the marketing. Yeah. It's about Grimace, all kinds of shenanigans he gets into. And now we're doing drafts of things like cryptids. So.
Okay. Oh, you know, celebrity restaurants. I'd say Ronald McDonald should open something up.
You got one finally. That's what you were thinking of this entire time. That's why you're not talking.
I thought you had listening. One.
I had a couple.
Yeah, yeah, the Dolly Parton.
DP.
Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think that part through.
Follow the podcast at WSWC podcast on Instagram.
Hey, it's the
Pat
town.
Also, we're on Twitter somewhere, WSWC, I think. Sign up or subscribe to all the podcasts on the Comedy Frequency website, comedyfrequency.com. But if you're only going to subscribe to one, please do it to ours. That's what I always say. And follow me on Instagram at HiChrisTellez. Just click the link in the bio for all my stuff, upcoming shows and whatnot. And Shit's Golden, June the 5th.
Damn.
Kat, you're actually going to be on Shit's Golden June 5th.
My
first Monday of every month. Huh?
Yeah, we have a pretty much an all-new lineup on there. The shows have been a lot of fun. It'll be at the ballroom, 8 o'clock. Hit me up if you want to go and can't afford it. I'll charge you only half the price.
Aw, so generous.
Yeah. And Ryan, you got anything?
I don't have a show until the 31st, doing Buzzkill. Buzzmill.
Oh, nice.
That's a fun one on Wednesday.
Last time I did it, I got $100.
Yeah, I got like $75.
That's crazy. Damn.
And I bombed.
Me too. No. I did really bad.
I got to message them and beg them to get back on the show. Guys.
Yeah, you can make some bank.
Yeah, that's a fun one too. One of the funnest rooms in Austin.
Still. Yeah.
All right. With that, we have the care meter left.
Ryan, yeah. Stardew Valley, 10 out of 10. Easy. 180 out of 10, because that's how many hours I put into it. The town, I'll probably go 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Just because there's a lot of better bank robbery movies.
That's fair.
There's
that's
a lot
fair.
Of better Ben Affleck movies.
Gone Girl.
Yeah, I wish it was Gone Guy, because Ben Affleck sucks in that. No. And then what was the other one? Dick Shot? Zero. Yeah. Hard Zero.
You didn't like it?
I needed pictures of the incident of the crotch, and you know,
sorry,
what?
I didn't bring a briefcase full of evidence.
I thought he was gonna say it's too much of a bummer, but it's because he didn't get enough.
Yeah,
I didn't get enough.
Wanted more.
I wanted more. I wanted the juice. I wanted the deets.
So if you add them all up and subtract by three, or divide by three, probably 10 out of 10, right?
180 divided by
the 180 is big.
Three and two.
What about you, Chris?
Mine's going just all over the place. You know, the town, interested in rewatching it. I don't know much about the video game. Didn't give a shit about that, to be honest. at fair. All.
Yeah.
I love that was so interesting. I like hearing twisted stuff like that. It freaks me out in the funnest ways. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's why we like horror movies and stuff. So that was fun. But the overall hang, everything included, had a good time. I'm going to give it a 3.
Fuck you, dude. That's
pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good for me. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Here are friends from Sleeping Bag.
Yeah, and just get going and get it out there and slide it. Fuck, I'll get it. That's I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll figure out it.
If anyone has a job, I need one.
A job?
Oh, yeah, you're unemployed.
Just plugging that on the podcast.